Take a moment to find a comfortable seated position. You want to be sitting in a way that is both alert and relaxed. So you can stretch up your spine, finding some elevation and lift in your body. And then also settle into your posture, relaxing any muscles that don't need to be engaged right now. Before we begin with the technique, take a moment to just take stock of your mind and body right now, noticing what's going on for you when you're still. You might notice that you are relaxed and at ease, or you might notice that you are bored or frustrated or impatient or anything in between. It's all good. You're just noticing what happens when you sit still. Noticing what happens when you stop for a moment. You might notice if there are any emotions present or any body sensations that you start to pick up on. Or maybe you notice certain thoughts going through your mind. In this practice, we'll be using the breath as our meditation anchor, and we'll be focusing on cultivating equanimity, or a sense of peace and openness amidst anything, a sense of okayness with how the world is right now and how we are right now. So we'll start by just noticing the breath. On the inhale, you can imagine expanding and lifting. And on the exhale, you can imagine settling in and melting just a little bit more. With each breath, seeing if you can find just a little bit more ease in your body. If you get distracted and forget about the technique, forget about your breath, that's no problem at all. That's perfectly natural. And as soon as you notice that you've been distracted, you can appreciate that moment of waking up. Appreciate the clarity that comes from realizing you've been lost in thought. And then bring your attention back to the breathing process. noticing what an inhale and what an exhale really feel like. Tuning into the breath with as much detail as you can. As you practice this technique, you might notice distractions and reactions, and that's totally okay. See if it's possible for you to soften around your experience right now. What would it be like if you resisted nothing in this moment? Any thoughts, any distractions, any reactions, they were totally okay. Totally allowed to be here. As you attend to your breath and then get distracted and then come back to the breath, can you have a sense of ease with that entire process? Saying to yourself, okay, this is how it is right now. What would it be like if you resisted nothing? If this moment, exactly as it is, was completely perfect? Nothing for you to do, nothing for you to change or fix. What if this moment were perfect with all of its imperfections? If you notice yourself tightening up around your experience, or maybe judging yourself, you don't need to make that go away. Rather, you can just allow that tightening and those judgments to be there without resisting them. You could think of equanimity as radical acceptance for the full range of human emotions and experiences. So what would it be like to radically accept yourself in this moment, exactly as you are? If you feel like you can't accept this moment as it is, see if you can accept that. Include that resistance in your acceptance. Connecting to this ever-widening, expansive quality of equanimity. Maybe there are certain phrases that help support you in connecting to equanimity, such as, "It's okay to feel this," or simply, "Let go." Maybe it's even one word, like soften, or okay. You notice that you're distracted. Okay. You notice reactions and judgments. Okay. Maybe you notice a calm, peaceful mind. Okay. Remembering that if you get lost in thought, as we naturally do, you can use your breath as your anchor. Gently coming back to the felt sensation of breathing. So now, before we bring this practice to a close, you can let go of that technique, so you don't need to maintain concentration on the breath anymore. And just do nothing, like you did at the beginning of the sit, and see what you notice. What happens when you sit still and simply get curious about your inner experience? So now we'll slowly bring this practice to a close. You might introduce a little movement into your body, swaying back and forth, or wiggling your fingers or toes. If your eyes were closed, then you can open them. And this concludes our sit for today. Thank you for your practice.